Tomorrow evening, Pascal's restaurant in Atlanta will serve its last meal. The restaurant was the spot where civil rights leaders gathered in the 1960s to plot their protests and actions like the Freedom Rides in neighboring Mississippi. Pascal's current owner is Clark Atlanta University, and it says the restaurant has been losing money and is in the way of a planned new dormitory. Susanna Capelluto of Georgia Public Radio visited the soul food restaurant one last time and sent us this week's audio postcard.
Pascal's looks much like the cozy diners of years past. There's a yellow formica lunch counter and comfortable booths line the window. Waitresses in starched white shirts carry plates full of fried chicken, dripping collard greens, and cornbread muffins to the hungry lunch crowd.
Table, and I'll give it to you in just one moment, okay? I'm Miss Sherman, and I've been with Pascal's 39 years right in this place. I am the hostess and supervisor. This room right here was Martin Luther King's headquarters. This is where all of his things that he did, wherever they went, they left from here. So I waited on all of them.
Martin Luther King Jr. liked holding his staff meetings at Pascal's, says civil rights activist and King associate Dr. C.T. Vivian, who was prominent in the Southern Christian Leadership Conference.
We would meet here, and we wanted to be where there was good food, where there was good food, as well as in the midst of our people, because that's who we were talking about and discussing, right? So it was always important that we did so, and that's the way Martin really wanted it.
Pascal stands between four historically black universities on what's now called Martin Luther King Drive. The restaurant has played host to countless black celebrities, politicians of all colors, and regular people like Eleanor Golo Williams, who loves the food.
I got so many favorite dishes here, I can't begin to name them, but I used to come for breakfast for the pancakes. I do the eggs and the grits and the corn muffins I love.
And for everyone here, it's a sad thought that the restaurant is going to close. William Roby has been coming ever since the Pascal brothers opened it in 1959.
It's unfortunate that those of us who care the most don't have the money and the resources to save it. We're going to miss it. We think we're losing an important part of our lives, actually. Not only our history, but our lives, experience on this street at this place.
What do you
do? I was so pleased this morning.
For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capelluto in Atlanta.
Bye-bye, you all. Thank you. You mean I won't see y'all no more?
Take
That's
care.
Where I'll be.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Miss Sherman.
Bye-bye, darling. Bye-bye.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.